have that, a strong recommendation, giving up his own life and the sacrifice of his life peacefully. He showed the way towards the unseen, and then neglecting this conception of our wealth in this tangible world. But what is that world? Is not very clear, only vague. The representation of God is vague, as was necessary in that circumstances. Indeed. Hari is good. They are doing well.
Yes, very well.
Very well. Sagar Maharaj is in South America.
He's in California, Maharaj.
He's
in California, in Badger.
California.
Yes.
And our Ashram Maharaj is very saved very graciously. Heavily attacked position he was.
Yes.
We are told that place was very heavily attacked by earthquake. But wonderfully he was saved. Hare Krishna. Nearly 8 years, Swami Maharaj passed away, how many years? Nearly 8 years, passed.
Yes, 8.
12 years he was on preaching tour, 12 years. 65, he went in 65. And after 77, he was in the active field. And the past day, 77 November, and 8 years gone. So many times he came here. But within the 12 years what he has done, unestimable, almost impossible. So I remarked that as an agent of Krishna he has done by Nityananda Prabhu, entered into him. What he has done is almost impossible to take the spiritual creed of the highest level from door to door throughout the whole of the world. It is almost impossible. All they say, Prithivityasi-jata-nagara-adi-gram, whatever is the village or the town in the world, Katpatta-pacara-idemona, my name will be preached everywhere, to every nook and the corner of this whole world. And they are the agent of that divine statement. You are. And some say, Prithivi Pajyanta Jatana Goradigam. Even everywhere in the whole universe, and even extending to the earth, material earth, everywhere, village, town, everywhere, up to the material earth, including the whole area of the Brahmanda. Because it is already transcendental. By a portion of my negligent self, I occupy this whole universe. My transcendental aspect is vast, imparted, and only my very negligent portion of me, I am capturing this world. Krishna says in Gita, Vindhyantina, Vishtabha Mizam Krishna Ekaṁ Sveno Sthitu Jagat. The whole, the conception of your infinite is only a negligent part in me. Your infinite is in a negligent part of mine. And his action, his grace flowing to the farthest corner, this earth, negligent part, and there also every village and town, overflowing the whole. It is not impossible, you can think about the real position of this absolute to certain extent. Prithivi Pajyanta, after the earth. Not earth is all in all, but it is the negligent extremity. of my position, even there, everything in the village. Everything is possible for him. Adbhutakram, that of wonderful strike. One strike means close up Brahmanda, solar system. One strike. The standard of measuring infinite, just as this is a light year of measuring the sky, or the time, light year, time. The measurement unit of measuring the time, light year. Not a second. Second minute, hour, no. Light year is the lowest standard of the measurement of the... So he is measured Adbhutakram. One stride capturing everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Vidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Today we stop here. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupad ki jai. Vivad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhaktavinda ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Chaitanya Saraswati Mat ki jai. Navadeep Dham ki jai. Bhaktavinda ki jai.
Hari Hari Bo. Hari Bo.
Bhaktari Savata is the rishi in whom Narayan entered and utilized that body, brain, education for the purpose of spreading the revealed truth in different forms. This world is filled with empirical researches, knowledge which we get from the senses, which we acquire through our sense and brain. By material means, what knowledge we gather. The world is filled with patukha, parukha. But if there is any transcendental world, higher spiritual world, that is the abode of knowledge itself. Knowledge itself. If we inquire patiently and intelligently, then we can easily find that whatever wonderful research we do, that is already existing there, which even our higher brain is astounded, feels strange, you know, what sort of intelligent work is in the nature. Only one, a few points they discover and they say, we are so big. We are so big research scholar. We have found out so many wonderful things in the nature. But they do not create those things. They are already there. And only a negligent part they discover and they think that they are very big. Very big brain person. But all those wonders are already there in numberless measure, magnitude. So, the brain or knowledge is behind this nature. The Barclay says, not that mind is in the world, but world is in the mind. Whole existence is floating on a conscious ocean, spiritual ocean. And beyond this material conception sense, sense experience world, vast portion is still transcending, where no human brain or any brain of any animal is there. From there some knowledge transmitted in this world. From the world of knowledge pure, some transmitted here in the material conception. And that is truth beyond any experiment of this kind of person that we are. The Vedavyas, Vyasadeva, Krishna Dvaipayan, he was chosen by the Supreme Authority to give an extensive knowledge about that spiritual world, which is very necessary for the persons that are living here in bondage, and for which he made he made an adjusted edition of the Vedas, Veda Vibhag, and Vedanta. The substance of the Upanishad was collected to produce, to show, to demonstrate what is the real purpose of the whole revealed scriptures in a very short summary way, Vedanta. Then everyone has no right and no capacity to understand the Vedic truth. So, through Mahabharata, ordinary stories and the historical life of many persons, he represented the Vedic truth for the good of the mass, ordinary mass people. And also he composed 18 Puran. That is also in the line of story and history, both combined, Puran. Then 18 Puran divided into three parts, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, according to the capacity of the people. That was divided into three parts. For the lowest kind of people, the Tamasic Puran, there are six in number. And for the middle class, Rajasic Puran. And for the higher class, the Sattvic Puran. So there is one Markandeya Puran, Rajasic, for the middle class. There is a story about this Durga Puja. It was generally, it was done in the spring season, Basanti Puja. The origin was, there was one demon named Mahishasur. He was so, became so unruly and anti-god, that the godly people, they are very much disturbed by him, and the ordinary masses also received so many troubles, especially those are in favor of Narayana. Then the gods went to Brahma, and with Shiva also, they went to the Vishnu, who was on the Kirudasai, the ocean, which is supposed to be made of milk stuff. In the Brahmanda, that is a place where the Kirudasai, the Paramatma, who is ruling this material world from within and outside also his quarter is on the Kirubha side. That may be thing thought, this Labanekhu Surasarpi Dadi Dugdha Jalantaka. Five kinds of ocean which is surrounding this earth. The first is Laban, that is salt water. Then Ikhu, the juice of the sugar candy. So Ikhu Sura. Then the next ocean is made of wine. Sotpi. The fourth is made of this ghee. What do you say? Ghee. Ghita. The butter boiled in permanent state. Ghee. Rasotpi. Dodhi. Then fifth one is like curd. Sour liquid. Dodhi, dugdha. Then the sixth one is made of milk. And jalantaka. And pure water is the last and the seventh ocean in which this earth standing. So we find only this salt ocean we find here. And that is supposed to be in airy position. Up to 50 miles we find the atmosphere around this earth. And there are different stages of air. And it may be within that, the earth is within that ocean of different type. The atmosphere might be of such comparison, which is surrounding the earth. And the earth is surrounded by the salt water, and the whole thing surrounded by some sweet air. And this salt water taste may be found in different plane of air. And the whole earth is surrounded by such sea of different types. So we are told. Their quality may be compared with these things as mentioned. So they are Kirodasai, the watery, the milk quality layer surrounding this earth. They are Kirodasai Narayan. He exists. Who is in charge of this world as Paramatma, entering into every heart, controlling, and in the outside also helping the management of a particular solar system or so. Now that they approached, Brahma Shiva approached Kirodasai, and there was some consultation amongst them how to subdue this demon of extraordinary valor and capacity. Then they came to some conclusion that all their potency may be transferred to form a female figure. And so they gave the part of a potency to deposit somewhere, and then by the combination of that, a lady came out. And they put their own weapons also to that lady. And the lady was created for the purpose, and there prepared to fight out with the great enemy, she began to as a sort of war cry. And here Mahishasur, who was born from her father, a demon, human demon, and the mother was a buffalo. From there this demon came out, and he was so much powerful that none can subdue him. Then Mahishasur heard that a peculiar noise is coming from somewhere within this world. He sent his men all around the world, and the person got a report that just on the verge of that Kshirudra Samudra, this sound coming, there is a beautiful and a grand lady equipped with different sorts of weapons is threatening any power, and perhaps she will come to meet us swiftly, immediately. Then Mahishasura ordered his army department to be ready and to attack the lady. And the fight began. And ultimately, that all his generals, and at last, that Mahishasura, he was killed. And that sort of this example is shown in this puja. However greater this empirical power holders they gather, but there is some divine power that will appear, and as reaction this material power will have to be finished. That is the idea. As is said in Markandeya Purana, Yomunu Kottarishtama Yamana Tadutpatti Vistarad Gadatumu Sarati Shantari Purvam Kaitavam Shasamudhava Shurato Namo Rajabhut Samasti Kiti Mandali. Markandeya Purana is giving the description of Manvantara. Manvantara, you know, you might have heard. Our Charlokha, 4,32,000 years is the durability of this Kali Yuga, and the double is Dvapara, and the triple is Treta, and the four times the Satya Yuga. On the whole, 10 times, and the middle portion also there, Sandha. So on the whole, 10 times of Kali Yuga is one Deva Yuga. And Sahasra Yuga Parjanta Mahajat Brahmano Vidu. And such Satya Teta Dvapara Kali is one. In this way, one 1,000 yuga makes one day of Brahma, the creator of this world. matter, the power that has created this world, there the daytime is longer, and it is 1,000 times more than the year we count here. And the night is also of the same degree. And in one day of Brahma, fourteen Manu and Indra, reigns here. The longevity of their kingdom, the period of their rule is 71 yuga. That 14 Indra or 14 Manu, they in one day of Brahma. The Markandeya, in his Puran, he is supplying the history of the day of Brahma. And by Ashtama Manu, and after giving description of the seven, he has come to give the description of the eighth Manu, number eight. Then he says from the beginning that who is called this eighth Manu in the second Manvantara, he was a king by name Suratha. Sarati Sentari Pudvam Chaitravangsa Samudhava Suratho Namo Rajabhut Samasti Ekiti Mandali. He was the sole controller and the ruler of the whole of this world. His name was Suratha, a king in the second Manu. Sarochisha. The name of the Manu was Sarochisha, and in his rule, this man was a king. And that man, he became the Manu of the eighth Manvantara. So then, who was the eighth Manu, and what was he? That is, he is tracing his history. He says in the second Manu, during the time of the second Manu, he was Suratha, king. And what was his history? Now he found that his own people revolted against him. The queen made some intrigue with the minister, and they wanted to overthrow him. And finding this, his heart was very much disturbed. My own queen and my minister, they are making conspiracy against me, to overthrow me. This world is a very undesirable position. I need not live here in the palace. I shall go to forest. So he did not speak anything to anyone, go and took his horse, and riding that horse, he went away from the capital towards the forest. Then when he coming, he found a respectable man is sitting on the roadside under a tree. And he, after a long journey, he alighted from the horse and asked that man, "Who are you? It seems that you come from a very high family, but you are living alone here." The man told that, "I am born in a very rich family, but my son, my wife, they are making some conspiracy against me. Do not like that I control them. So disgusted with their behavior, I have left and come. Where do you want to go?" "I don't know where to go." Then Suraj also, when coming, riding the horse, he had in mind, "Oh, I am going away for these two or three men. But there are so many things depending on me. They will be very much, they will be in difficulty very much for my absence, what I have done in this way you are thinking." Then he asked that gentleman, one thing I want to ask you, who made such a conspiracy against you, but can you avoid thinking about them?" "Well, no, I am thinking only that, if you are so much cruel to me, I have given birth and brought up them, and they are making conspiracy against me, but my mind again only thinking about them. I can't avoid them from my mind." "Well, yes, mind case is also such. We are trying to avoid from our mind our enemy, but we fail to do that. What is the cause? Let us go. Nearby there is ashram of one rishi named Medhas, Medhas rishi. His ashram was nearby. Let us go and put this question to that rishi." So both of them went to the nearest ashram of Medhas Muni and put this question to them. "What is the reason that those who does not want us, and they are rather of enigmatic temperament, but we try our best to avoid but can't? What is this?" Bhagavan, then the rishi came, that this is Maya. She is Maya. By her power, the whole world is being managed. Misunderstanding, Maya misunderstanding, misreading, and she has got spiritual existence. She is controlling the whole world of 84 lakhs of species. If we can satisfy her, and if she withdraws, then we can see what is what, and then we can be free. Otherwise, as long as we are under his influence, we have no other alternative but to go on in this way, helplessly. We know that this is bad for me. Still, I cannot leave his company. This is misunderstanding. This is Maya, illusion. This is illusion. And this is what within you or within me, this tendency, this force is capturing the whole world. This misunderstanding. She has got such power, she is controlling the whole of this material world. And if we can satisfy her and she withdraws, then we can see what is what and we can deal accordingly, otherwise not. Rishi put that we are not ordinary fool. We have got some knowledge, but still we are captured by her. भगवान कालिका देवी महामाये तिजान भवान भ्रवीति कथमोत्पन्ना किंकर हुम डू यू से महामाया हाउ इज शी हर फ्रॉम शी इज बॉर्न एंड हाउ इज हर एक्टिविटी एंड कैरेक्टरिस्टिक एंड हर शी गोज वी वॉन्ट टू नो इन डिटेल्स फ्रॉम यू देन शी बिगन टू से उत्पन्ना थी सा नित्य प्रवृत्ति थी वेन दैट पोटेंसी शी इज ऑल परवेजिंग बट फ्रॉम टाइम टू टाइम शी हैज टू कम आउट इन ए फिगर एंड डू सम वर्क एंड अगेन वैनिश इन दिस वे इसे देवानां कार्य सिद्धार्थ आविर्भवती सा जदा उत्पन्ने की तदालोकी सा नित्य प्रवृत्ति आती She is eternally existing. Still, people say, when from time to time, if she appears to do some intense service to the world, in favor of the godly people, against the demonic people, then they say, oh, she is born. But she is eternal. Sometimes she shows herself, in different ways, only with some plea. She comes out on the surface and does this her service and then again vanishes. Then by his advice of the Rishi, Ganinam Vichetanshi Devi Bhagavati Isha Valada Krishna Mohaya Mahamaya Pajatri. Shura says we are not ordinary thinking person, we have got some knowledge, Shastric knowledge. Still we are captured, but yes, what of you? Even Brahma, the creator of this world, he is also in the feast of this potency, the illusory potency. Then, by the advice of that Rishi, they began to construct a murti of Devi, and began to worship her about a year. Then the Devi, he came out of the murti and gave them, offered, what do you want from me for the whole year? Even by the blood from their own body, they are offering and by penances they are worshipping her. Then she appeared after a year and told, what do you want? Then the Surat, the king, he told that I came out of the my capital and I found there very much disturbance. There are so many friendly persons that want me, but only a few made some conspiracy against me, and I was disgusted. I came. No, you find they are now very favorable to you. You go and take the possession of your kingdom, and they will be very pleased to accept you. Welcome, you go. And not only that, I say that you will be the master of the this is Manantar number 2, and you will be the Manu, the controller of the 8th Manantar. I give offer this boon to you. And this Samadhi, this merchant gentleman, he wanted that I don't want to go back to any family life, I want to salvation. Yes, you will get such knowledge that the family affection won't be able to take you back again in this mundane world.